Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Neil Prem Kumar, the CEO and founder of Better For You Beverage Company, Dyla Brands, which now is over $100 million in annual revenue. That's quite impressive. And Mr. Prem Kumar, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing more. So tell us, for starters, tell us a little bit about Dyla Brands and how it got started.
Yeah, so Dyla started about 9 years ago. I was my wife was pregnant with our twin daughters, Dia and Nyla, and she wasn't drinking enough water. We were an at-risk pregnancy, and so she was getting fairly dehydrated. And to help her drink more water, I started mixing kind of natural fruit extracts and drink mixes to add the water to help her. And we created a brand called Stir, which is now the leading natural drink mix in the market. And that's how the company got its start. And actually, I named the company Dyla after my two daughters, Dia and Nyla.
Hey, makes a lot of sense. Quite creative, and I love that touch. For sure. Now, the company has certainly grown throughout the years and has found a way to connect with unique personalities. How are you curating these partnerships? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's been very much organic, right, how it's kind of evolved and grown. I wish there was a straight line path that we had. We really kind of went side to side. So we launched this brand, Stir, in the drink mix category, and we started selling it initially on Amazon. I got the business up to about $5 million in revenue myself, and then we started bringing in folks that I had worked with at previous companies like Nestle, and some brilliant people that that really wanted to be part of an entrepreneurial journey. And then we started selling the products into natural and health food stores, and then eventually into kind of mainstream grocery and mass retailers. And along the way, just really tried to figure out unique ways to get in front of the consumer. So one of our earliest partnerships was I had cold called Destination Maternity, the maternity clothing store, and we convinced them to put our drink mix right on the front counter and have every pregnant woman who was walking in the door, she got a 8-ounce bottle of water along with one of our drink mixes. And that helped generate a lot of initial early customers. I cold called the home shopping network in QVC, and you know, for about 7 months weekly, I would try to get them, and they completely ignored me. And then one day we were featured in an article in the New York Times, and they both called back, and I was able to be on HSN for the last 5 years or so, and we're still on. And so a lot of these different kind of partnerships, really through kind of hard work and luck, were able to get us in front of consumers, and then we were able to get to the stores and online and be able to offer them a really great product at a great value. And so that's kind of how the brand really got its start. And then over the years, we've kind of added on other brands in different categories that we thought were adjacent or we had a really great idea into. So we launched the first coffee shot, kind of a ready-to-drink 2-ounce cup of coffee that you can grab as a quick boost of energy on the go. And Shaquille O'Neal became a partner in the business, an investor in the business, along with that shot. And it was actually, again, really organic. He was trying the product, and he's like, wow, this huge guy's 370 pounds, and he gets energy from this 2-ounce little coffee. And he's like, what is this stuff? how is this guy getting energy from it? So that really kind of inspired him to be involved with the brand. So it's kind of all really evolved organically.
Well, I tell you what, that certainly says a lot, having Shaquille O'Neal invest in the company. Good stuff. Pretty awesome there as well. Now, what advice do you have for other brands who are looking to resonate with consumers, whether that's through partnerships like the ones you have curated with Venus or simply the product itself, like your own unique backstory for creating Stir?
Yeah, you know, I think what I found is that consumers really connect to an authentic reason for being, a real story. So you mentioned Venus Williams. She's the perfect example of this. A couple years ago, Venus has had an amazing career, but some folks may not know that about 10 years ago, at the height of her career in 2011, she was hit with this autoimmune disease, Sjogren's syndrome, that forced her to bow out of the 2011 French Open, and she could barely walk. She was in an incredible amount of pain. And there were articles at the time, and some of the folks in the media or fellow players, she was 31 at the time, kind of said, hey, you know, maybe this is time for Venus to retire. And she really decided, no way. She recommitted herself to her health. She ended up adopting a plant-based lifestyle, which her family and Serena did out of solidarity with her. And she started making a daily protein shake because she wasn't getting enough protein in her plant-based vegan lifestyle. And so 10 months later, she makes this miraculous recovery. And she wins doubles at Wimbledon 2012. She wins the Summer Olympics in 2012. And since then has continued to play for the last decade. She's still the top of the tour. She'll be 41 this summer. And has had one of the most successful and longest careers in tennis history. And she credits her diet and the shake she started making with part of that success. And so when I heard this story, I was just blown away. I was like, I got to try this shake. What does she put in it? And so we got to meet Venus, tried the product, and it was phenomenal. And it had all these benefits to the product that she really felt fueled her, right? It had body and mind benefits. So it helped with omega-3 and DHA for her mind. It had MCT oil as brain-boosting ingredient. It had all 9 essential amino acids, branched-chain amino acids, had 20 grams of protein. It was a complete source of protein. So it's a phenomenal product that tastes great. We felt, you know, we've got to bottle this shake. So this is a roundabout way kind of answering your question, Eric, about the first thing I think about, or the first piece of advice I would probably give somebody is, it's whatever attracted you, the insight or the problem that you were solving, the more specific and authentic the story can be, the more that it's truly going to resonate with other people who are just like you, who hears that and is like, you know what, I'm dealing with health issues, or I'm dealing with issues of kind of fitness and getting back to my best. Maybe this could work for me.
Really appreciate that feedback there. I'm sure you've inspired quite a few folks tuning in today. We're speaking with Neil Prem Kumar, the CEO and founder of Better For You beverage company Dyla Brands, which is now over $100 million in annual revenue. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking ahead, what's next for Dyla Brands? Any new products, partnerships, anything we should be aware of?
Yeah, we've got a phenomenal line of superfoods that are coming out, superfood powders with Venus that's launching in another month or two on the Happy Viking business, which is the brand we created with her. We've got some phenomenal new products on the Forto coffee line, including bagged coffee that's launching in a couple months. We've got a whole line of hydration beverages and drink mixes under the Stir brand and some of our partners. So we are not want for really innovative, phenomenal products now.
Exciting stuff in the works, and thanks for sharing some of those details with us as well. Now, I understand you built a Better For You beverage empire that started as a $50,000 loan from your father-in-law, which he tapped into his life savings, and is now over $100 million in annual revenue, as we have mentioned, and growing at 25% annually every year. What advice do you have for someone who is just starting to grow their business? Anything you could add to that?
Yeah, you know, it's there's probably a ton of different things I could share from things, mistakes I've made and learnings I've had over the years. So a few different areas, right? I think the first thing is businesses really only ever fail from two reasons. They run out of money or the founders of the team just give up. And if you can figure out how to be smart enough and neurotic enough to stay on the business and manage your costs to a level that you can live with and figure out how to stick with it until you find the path that makes sense financially for the company, you'll succeed. It's just a function of time, how quickly it may take you a decade, but eventually it'll work. And there's so many examples of this, and certainly in the food and beverage or consumer packaged goods industry, there are examples of this. I was listening to a podcast a few years ago with Steve Demos, who was the founder of Silk, soy milk, who talked about it being a 27-year overnight success. And he was pounding the pavement and talking about soy milk when nobody wanted to try soy milk, and then all of a sudden it eventually hit the tipping point. So I think a lot of this is about perseverance and really believing in a concept. I also think you've got to temper that passion that you have for the initial idea with really getting good feedback from customers and what is actually driving sales. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs kind of may fall by the wayside by so passionately clinging to their core idea that they either miss the market and what the market was telling them that, hey, a variant of this idea actually makes more sense, or something that you came out with tangentially to the idea actually is a bigger opportunity for you in the market. So I think listening neurotically to customers and constantly talking to them is a really critical step for somebody who has the perseverance to continue to figure out where the business can grow.
Well, Mr. Prem Kumar, you have really done well, and quite exciting to hear what's going on over there at Dyla Brands, the success that you've seen so far, and love to get you back for an update in the future. Where can listeners get more information on Dyla Brands and take advantage of those awesome drinks that you offer through the brand?
Yeah, they can go to Dyla, DYLABrands.com. And then each of our brands kind of have their own website and their entire community is online. So Happy Viking, the plant protein shake that we created with Venus, is on drinkhappyviking.com. And Stir Drinks, the leading natural drink mix, is on sturdrinks.com.
Once again, Mr. Prem Kumar, really appreciate your time and your visit with us here today. Again, folks, it is dialabrands.com. Mr. Prem Kumar, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate having me on.
Now, you bet. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Neil Prem Kumar, the CEO and founder of Better For You Beverage Company, Dyla Brands. And once again, for all the details, visit dialabrands.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.